today for as low as $1.50 to a full breakfast for just $2.95. It's comfortable, it's cozy, it's open. Saturday mornings from 5 a.m. to noon, and they're waiting for you. Chez Carol, 321 Bridge Street across from Club Price. Go on, you deserve it.
CIQC.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Let's do it.
Another holiday.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition on Travel World. It's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in the hands of Chad behind the console. Well, we're lucky to have Chad with us again today. And
a studio full of people today. A lot of interesting things to discuss. We'll be talking the follow-up to our visit to Richmond, Virginia last week. Sandra Phillips is in studio talking about Williamsburg and her trip to Virginia. So 2 weeks of Phillips, 2 weeks of Virginia. And Jessica Moore will be in with us later to talk about Le Belichon and La Mauricie region, where we went a couple of weeks ago. So a full show today. And this weekend, actually Monday, marks the beginning of the Mid-Autumn Festival, the Chinese equivalent of the West Harvest Moon Festival. And our good friend Serge Lamar from the Hong Kong Tourist Association sent over what little gift we can give out to some listeners who call in with the question of the day. What is the name of the new airport in Hong Kong? And if you give us a call at 790-0600, we have a box of the special sweet cakes known as moon cakes, which is a delicacy eaten in China at the Mid-Autumn Festival. And these are made of ground lotus and sesame. And along with the cake, shops sell colored Chinese paper lanterns in the shapes of animals, and more recently in the shapes of planes. And people stay up late night watching the lights. And that's a nice, fun autumn festival. And October 5th, Monday, marks the full moon, the harvest moon. So,
but Chinese sweet cakes. It doesn't mean somebody named sweet cakes is going to moon you.
No. You'd have to make that entertainment for yourself. But these are great little cakes.
I had some last night. Takes 6 years to do that.
And great little cakes, and really tasty and a delicacy, and makes the fall season a little bit more interesting. So if you know the name of the airport.
The new airport in Hong Kong. So if you know that, call up the hands of Chad. He's got the answer. And
we'll give the names of the winners at the end of the show and how you can get your box of sweet cakes to enjoy this weekend. And it's a fun thing put together by the Hong Kong Tourist Association and the neighboring provinces of China that are co-promoting themselves to promote cross-tourism, visit Hong Kong, and also visit mainland China.
I saw you eating one of those sweet cakes, and they look awfully good. Of course, I'm going to imagine eating them. I'm on a diet.
Yes, you're on the diet, and you're doing well on that diet.
115 pounds now.
Well, that's very good. And you're going to have your diet doctor on maybe in a month's time to give us some of the insight as to how other people can follow your example.
Yeah, I'm following Dr. Maurice Larocque's diet clinic up on Sherbrooke Street, and we'll have him on in about 4 weeks discussing, you know, diet tips, also when traveling, how does one stick to a diet best, and also, you know, things that a lot of people ought to know. In the meantime, I feel like $1 million. It looks great.
And that reflects itself in your whole outlook on life. So,
sure does.
You do look like $1 million, too.
Well, thank you.
And if anyone has $1 million to give Willem, you can also call at 790-0600.
That would be Vic Phillips.
yes, magic dollars.
Magic dollars.
Byron Auburn.
Aren't those the bills that he's got with, at one side it's got printed 1, and the other side's printed 10, you flip it over, it says 100 or something like that.
Yes, or you change Canadian money into U.S. dollars. Places that actually do take the Canadian dollar at par, which is another promotion. The state of Texas had a reception this week where they have what they call Buckaroo Bucks, and you can call 1-800-8888-TEX. And there's a number of organizations, hotels and museums and restaurants offering anywhere from 20% to full Canadian dollar at par throughout the state of Texas, trying to make winter travel right from October 1st through the end of March affordable in the state of Texas. So a lot of U.S. states are jumping on the bandwagon and trying to make it a little bit more affordable. And these, you know, when you could go for $59 in a hotel, I mean,
that's pretty good.
That's a good rate.
And Travel World strikes again for its listeners.
You give that information out and start putting your thinking caps on, because next week will be the official launch, but start thinking about what romantic things you would like to do in Miami and its beaches, because we'll be sending a couple of lucky listeners in January, February to escape Ice Storm 99. Down to South Florida. You know, I'm optimistic, aren't I?
I got my generator all set up.
You're all set.
Coming to your house.
And we're thinking about getting a wood stove in the basement, so we're trying to get those preparations in order. But start thinking of what romantic things you would like to do in Miami and its beaches. And the person with the most imaginative, most creative answer, as judged by our panel of award-winning journalists, will send you down for 4 days, 3 nights in Miami.
No, Chad, not erotic literature.
Does it have to be romantic?
Yes, it has to be romantic.
It has to be romantic.
We're not talking about the Daytona Speedway up the, you know, up the coast, but...
right, it has to be something, you know, revolving around intimacy and the whole cultural aspect of Miami and its beaches. Wow. And we'll send you down there. Airfare, hotel, shopping vouchers, the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau will be looking after you royally. So start putting your thinking caps on, start thinking about those ideas, and we'll let you know more next week. And in 2 weeks, Gene Sullivan from the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau
will talk about that.
One
rule, no, not any cruises. I know it's a very popular thing, and a lot of people like that.
And there's a lot of cruise boats that leave from Miami, but just think of what you would do
want
in Miami.
Like the ideal, we're looking for romance here. We want you to think, you know, bring your special someone down there. Most romantic thing you could think of. Write one page, only one.
One page, not 100.
Not like you do 100. And of course, if you don't have much to say, you know, it's not appropriate to do what I did in school and use 72-point type and double space to write one sentence.
Just say, what would you like to do in Miami? Have fun. No, that will not win. That is not the winning answer. So,
well,
start
Chad's
thinking.
Entry was drive fast cars.
Yes. Well, that's three words. But a lot of...
Well, he has more imagination.
Well, that would win in the Daytona Convention Bureau's contest, maybe. But no, start thinking, and next week we'll tell you where to send your entries.
And, of course, we got to talk about Air Montreal now,
don't
we?
Yes, Air Montreal is just-in-time travel. You can save consistently 50% off what other carriers charge for travel within the province of Quebec with no advance purchase, no minimum or maximum stay. It's just-in-time travel because you call today, 631-2111, and you fly tomorrow. You save as well because you leave from Air Montreal's own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free and no airport improvement fee to pay. Travel to Quebec City, Dalbeau, Bagotville, Île-de-la-Madeleine, Val-d'Or, Rouen. The choice is yours. The choice is Air Montreal. 631-2111.
Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your debt.
BIQC Montreal.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Good morning, Leslie Robinson, broadcasting live from Ravino Shoes. I'm just standing here talking to Robert, who's a listener of the radio station. You want to say hi, Robert?
Hi, everybody. Come
you
come
go.
Buy some shoes.
You go. You do it better than I, Bob. We're in the Galerie du Soir Shopping Center. I'm going to be here till about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Ravino Shoes, this is the place you need to come for all the family. And as Joe was telling me earlier, they've got a great selection of cowboy boots. You know, this is the season. Boulay and Sancho, wonderful prices for men and for women. Also some wonderful selections for boots when it comes to men and women. Blondo for ladies, $194 down to $146. They've also got Bastille. Yeah, these are $149 everywhere else. Here at Ravino Shoes, you'll get them for $112. We are in the Galerie du Soir Shopping Center here till about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Hope to see you soon at Ravino Shoes.
I'm Dennis Chisholm of Chisholm Appcor. When the time comes to change your existing windows and doors, or renovating your kitchen or bathroom as part of your plans, and when you know you just can't put off redoing your roof any longer, call Chisholm Appcor at 364-1890 for your free estimate and to get things started. Chisholm Appcor has been providing Montrealers with their renovation needs since 1956 and would be proud to have you as one of our valued customers. Chisholm Appcor, where quality and service is a 42-year tradition. That's Chisholm Appcor, 364-1890.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
It's interesting how people think of their pharmacist as their friend. Always there with helpful suggestions, good advice, and just what you need when you need it. Like Peter Tsonis, owner and pharmacist, and his staff at 5345 Queen Mary Road near DeCary. Affiliated with PJC Jean Coutu, Peter and his staff make sure their store is well-stocked with all kinds of needs, seasonal and perennial. So when you need a friend, just head for the Peter Tsonis Pharmacy at 5345 Queen Mary Road near DeCary. Your friends are waiting.
Hi, this is Dick Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
Talk Radio 600, CIQC. Turn on your white light.
Oh, I'm hypnotized. We're back on Travel World, segment number two. We've got the lovely Sandra Phillips, and we've got Jessica as well in the studio with us. And Sandra's going to be telling us all about her trip to, not to B.C.,
the other Richmond. The other Richmond. She went down to Richmond. I just finishing up from last week in Richmond, Virginia, and right near Richmond, Virginia.
Yes.
On an hour away is Williamsburg, where Sandra was. But to get down to Richmond, as we mentioned last week, Air Ontario came back. All four sectors of that flight were right on time, within like 3 minutes of each other.
You're kidding.
And the pilot even said, I'm going to make a slight deviation of 30 miles to avoid some bad weather. You know, usually they like to go right through it and be like going on the booking Bronco at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, you know. But he was very courteous and very efficient to get us around that. And, you know, nice
unlike the
grilled cold chicken, pasta salad, and full lunch snack, unlike the other commuter carrier serving Montreal Comair.
Soggy sandwich on a paper plate.
Won't even serve you that. That would be the pilot's meal on Comair. Comair, you know, you don't get anything. Pack your lunch. But after the show last week, we visited a very nice area of Richmond, which is called Carytown. It's around four miles just northwest of downtown, around 8-10 blocks of retro clothing stores and antiques and sidewalk cafes, a beautiful walking area. Visited the Museum of the Confederacy and the Confederate White House. Confederate White House inside is much smaller, actually, than you would imagine it. And you have to picture it in the era it was, where there was around an acre of free land around it. Now it's all office buildings. You think, how could anyone live there? But it's preserved and all in Victorian style. But there was only like three rooms on each floor, so it would have been a crowded place to live and work all in one location. As well, one of the nicest meals we've had in all of our travels. I mean, Vic, you know, sometimes doesn't put out the superlatives too much, but he thought this was great. The Berkeley Hotel, which is in the just east of downtown, really in the revitalized part of downtown called Shaco Slip. Yeah, gets it out. Just thinking of that food. I'm salivating already. Shaco Slip. And they have the chef sampling platter, $48. And it's
all
a five.
All chocolate.
No. Five
that'd
course.
Be Steven.
Yes, I would have loved to have had that. But five course dinner. Starting with, you know, duck Napoleon terrine, and we had a tuna mignon steak, and they had ostrich, and
other red meat.
Yes, other meat, and they have ostrich breeding in St. Paulin, we'll be talking about later.
That was your favorite part of the trip now, wasn't it?
What, breeding?
No,
eating the ostrich, but the ostrich was very tasty. It's grilled and very, very tasty meat, but as well, it's served with a glass of wine appropriate to the meal, so domestic and imported.
Yeah.
They had some Virginia wines and Vauvray from France, very comparable to ice wines, the Canadian domestic ice wine. So very nice meal at the Berkeley Hotel in the Shaco Sipla area of downtown, which is around only 2-3 blocks, but around 6 restaurants, nice hotel area.
Mm-hmm.
So Richmond, Virginia, highly recommended. The number again for Richmond.
And it
Richmond.
Was affordable too, right?
Oh, yes. And they'd have a lot of promotions. So the whole state of Virginia has a lot of promotions. You know, Canadian dollar at par, 20, 30, 40% discounts. They're really pushing. And Richmond, Virginia, we'll welcome your calls at 1-888-RICHMOND. And their website is www.richmondva.org. Now, Sandra Phillips from...
I love it when she comes
Smart
here.
Smart Shopping Montreal also went down to Virginia. She stayed a night in Richmond, not the same time as Vic Phillips, and went on to Williamsburg. So
yes. We had to send the Phillips down to Virginia.
Yes.
Well, I always used to think of Williamsburg as, you know, the Williamsburg, the restored capital city and, you know, very historical. I never realized Williamsburg is for fun. Boy, have they changed over the years. Now you have your history live or in museums. You can play golf. There's art museums, amusement parks, water parks, beaches, and shopping.
Yes, shopping.
And because besides Colonial Williamsburg and Yorktown and Jamestown, which is, you know, living history, it's not going through bleak, boring museums, you got Busch Gardens, so you got an amusement park there. You have Water Country USA if you get hot. The naval base at Norfolk, if you like.
Oh, wow.
That sort of stuff. And
great place to visit.
Virginia Beach is just, you know, a hop, skip, and away, maybe 20 minutes down. And a science museum and aquarium. So anything that you're interested in that little area. And they have great combo deals, which I'll mention later on.
I love combos, eh, Steve?
Yes.
Not
the pretzels with cheese in them, no.
No.
I can't have them.
And not burger and fries, okay.
Now, we have to start at Williamsburg. If nobody has ever been there, it's one of my favorite places to visit because it's a restored capital city. And it's not like one of these tiny little restored villages where you walk through in 2 hours and go home. I mean, this one has 88 original buildings on 173 acres. You're actually in a city. You have immersed yourself in a colonial city.
Ooh.
And it takes 2 or 3 days just to sort of get through it all.
Wow. And do the interpreters, do they dress in period costume and they act like they're in period?
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Yeah?
They actually have a mindset where they are in that era. Suggest to them, oh, you know, here's my camera, take my picture, they'll say, what's a camera?
Yeah.
A picture? Okay. I'll get you a picture of milk if you like. You know, it's great the way they really absorb
themselves into that character.
Right. Each day when you go there, you're handed the newspaper of the day.
Oh.
And the newspaper is what gives you all the activities of what goes on. And it tells you what exact day in history it is. Like, I was there on November 17, 1775, so we were just on the eve of the American Revolution.
Oh.
So all kinds of things were happening. For instance, that day, Britain had came out with an edict about slaves would get their freedom if they came and they worked on the British side of things. And it was all during the day. We followed this slave from place to place as he suffered over his decision about what he was going to do and was he going to leave and join the British forces? Mm. You know, was he going to help get his children? So you live through history. You don't just see it in a museum.
That's really neat. Well, we went down to Plymouth, Mass.
They did the same
year.
Thing at Plymouth Plantation. It really brings history to life.
Oh, yeah. When you would ask about Montreal, they go, oh, Ville Marie. It was really something.
They know it. For instance, Raleigh's Tavern is in Colonial Williamsburg, and the Patriots actually met in this tavern. an open defiance of the crown. George Washington was there, and Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry sat in that same tavern.
It wasn't one of those places where they said George Washington slept here?
Well, actually, later on, I actually got to a place where he slept, and they proved it because they have his tent.
So they really did.
Okay,
George Washington really did sleep
here. Yeah. Like Chowning's Tavern have evening gambles.
Oh.
No, I said, what's a gamble, right?
Yes, what's a gamble?
It's, you play Goose, a gambling game, but you gamble with roasted peanuts.
Okay.
And you can play colonial card games and backgammon, and so they bring you back, you know, to history by playing the games. So it's interesting for children. They have things where kids can dress up in the period of the day and live the life of a kid in colonial time. You know, they would send a little girl on errands to the dressmaker or to, you know, that kind of thing, and the guys would get to practice a little gun patrol and things like that.
Cool.
And there's all kinds of food you can eat, colonial food, like peanut soup and Thomas Jefferson's recipes and fish cakes and onion pie and things you can taste if you like to try.
There's a lot of different dishes from that era that you don't really see today.
Peanut soup?
Well, not often on a menu. And
you make it too thick? It's peanut butter? No.
Yeah.
Eat hot peanut.
No. But we went to the City Tavern in Philadelphia. City Tavern in Philadelphia did the same thing. And a lot of Thomas Jefferson's recipes. And he had recipes for brewing his own beer. George Washington had his own recipe for brewing beer. And they try to bring this back to life.
Well, they couldn't actually go out and get a Coors, could they, you know?
Yeah, Christina Campbell's Tavern is actually written about in George Washington's diary that it was a favorable spot to dine. So that was kind of interesting. And if you like that kind of living history, you know, there's also the Jamestown settlement and Yorktown, which is two pieces of the same revolutionary period. Jamestown is the oldest settlement in the United States. Now, you're going to say...
What about Plymouth?
Yes, what about Plymouth? 13 years before Plymouth.
Really?
1607.
They landed down in Virginia.
Absolutely. 102 men and boys. And what they've done at the Settlement Museum is they've recreated the whole area where they live. So you have a settlement fort, mm-hmm. you have the shipyard, and what I like is they also put in a Powhatan village, which is the natives to the area. So you get the full view and not just the colonial side of things.
Wow.
And they came there because they were looking for gold.
Yes.
And they were trying to go up the James River past Richmond, and they got stuck at Richmond because of the falls and the different elevation, and they thought that was the way to the Pacific at the time.
So, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they did find gold because they found tobacco.
Tobacco.
And it was cultivated by John Rolfe. Now, have you been watching your Disney movies?
I don't use the D word. I'm sorry.
Okay. He's the one that married Pocahontas.
Oh, that's the guy.
Yeah, so this is where she came from. So all the little girls that want to go see, you know, how she started out and what it was like when she where she lived, this is where it was because she was the daughter of the Powhatan chief. Uh-huh. And he controlled 32 Algonquin tribes. Oh. So he was quite a powerful man that they hooked up with. It was quite a powerful marriage between the two of them.
Really?
And there's very confusing down there. There's the Jamestown settlement and the Jamestown original site, which is the actual rocks. The settlement is a recreated area, which it also has ships, the three ships that they came in on. So when you go through, you get this tour of the village, and they explain what life was like on the ships. You get to saw wood, make rope. They play games that the kids played back then. You get to haul cargo on the ship and, you know, experience the life. So it's fun for kids. They've really made a lot of these areas very kid-friendly.
So it appeals to all ages.
It's great to bring a family down, wouldn't it be?
Oh, yes. It's a great family destination because you have the history, and we'll also be talking after the break about some of the other children's attractions like Busch Gardens.
Wow, we got to talk about Pizza Panini.
Yeah, talking about food makes us hungry, and that just one number to call, 383-6000. Pizza Donini, call now. It's 11:30 in Montreal. It'll be piping hot, Montreal-style pizza, oven fresh, ready at your door, 30 minutes or less, ready for lunch at noon by calling Pizza Donini, 383-6000, right now.
Chad, roll the break.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
I'm a non-user of Chrysler 5-star service for 3 years.
As a non-user of Chrysler 5-star service, I don't entrust the maintenance of my Chrysler to those who built it. And I don't take advantage of Chrysler's unique technology, which gives me a complete history of my vehicle. Hey, that's not all. On top of this, I don't receive an oil change for $19.99 and a 15-point inspection. Yeah, I'm definitely convinced that my car is not getting the service it can't get anywhere else.
5-star oil change for $19.99, done by experts, only at participating Chrysler retailers.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Everyone knows the most important meal of the day is breakfast. So Tasso's here to tell you to start your day at Tutti Frutti. They serve breakfast like Mom used to make. Eggs as fresh as your teenager. Bacon, ham, or sausage stacked high on the plate. Crepes that are so light and fluffy you'll say, mon dieu. And fresh fruit platters and frappes that'll get you through the day. Breakfast at Tutti Frutti's will remind you so much of Mom's, you might even kiss the waitress. Tutti Frutti on De Laurentides in Laval, La Belle in Saint-Jerome, Taschereau in Brossard, St. Catherine West in Westmount, and now in Le Galerie des Sources, DDO.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Big news from Mishra Renov. Change your windows and doors today and don't pay a cent for 6 months with absolutely no interest.
Monsieur Renov, 274-1159.
As an added bonus, Mishra Renov will install energy-efficient low-E windows at no extra charge and still no payments or interest for 6 months. That's top-quality windows installed with 100% guarantee by Mishra Renov. Monsieur Renov,
274-1159. 274-1159.
While vacationing in Mexico, an American tourist runs out of gas. At the same instant, hundreds of miles away, his twin brother experiences gas after eating Mexican food. It's dismissed as coincidence. A man boards a plane at Kennedy Airport in New York. At the same moment in Massachusetts, Senator Ted Kennedy planes a board in his workshop.
That looks flush now.
It's written off as chance. Lifetime Books presents an incredible new 50-volume set. Totally unrelated events of no consequence. Yes, for just $19.95, we'll send you Volume 1 absolutely free. Inspect it, look it over. You may even want to read it. And if you're not completely satisfied in 30 days, we'll send you Volume 2. And you'll continue to receive a new volume each month for the rest of your lifetime.
No, not again.
A man cancels his contract with Lifetime Books, and yet 5 years later, he's still receiving volumes from the Civil War series. Just a coincidence? You be the judge.
Lifetime Books, third-class books at first-class prices.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
CIQC, D.C., San Antonio.
Traveling to all these places in the States, great places like Virginia, where are we going with Sandra Phillips? Hi, it's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford once again in studio, the third segment of Travel World, with Hans of Chat behind the counter, behind the console, and we've got Sandra talking more about her trip to Williamsburg.
Right. Now, we can't forget about the Yorktown Victory Center, which is the other historical place, and that was the site of the last Battle of the American Revolution, and that's where I alluded to earlier, where George Washington actually
slept here
because he led the battle, so he had to have
slept somewhere.
And had to sleep somewhere.
Exactly,
it wasn't a six-hour battle.
Sleeping, stay,
right.
Stand.
So his original field tent is there, and you can imagine him in that little tent. And
wow.
So the Yorktown has a victory center as well, like the Jamestown Settlement, which is a museum. Where they have witnesses to the Revolution Gallery, where they actually have diaries from, spoken diaries from two Afro-American slaves, a Mohawk chief, a plantation owner, Continental Army soldiers, and you get all the different aspects of what life was like at that time in the museum. And as well, the Yorktown Battlefield, You guys done tours with the park rangers?
In different cities, yes.
Yeah, they're my favorite tours. They are so knowledgeable. At the Yorktown battlefield, they actually, like, walk you through the battle, through the encampment, and the British were there, and George was there, and,
you know, you
go through all the little lumps and bumps of where they dug their trenches. And I love the park rangers, and they're always inexpensive to take any park ranger tour.
It's what you like about that kind of thing, because oftentimes somebody who's working as a park ranger is really a labor of love. They really enjoy their work, and that makes all the difference if someone puts their heart into the job.
Mm-hmm. They're mostly like history, you know, they study up on the history of the place, and they really study know up their on details.
That's what we love. Whenever Steve and I, we go traveling someplace, we're always looking for historical stuff. We go see the museums and things like that, so this is really up our alley, especially this area,
But guys like to have fun. Girls
families
like to have fun.
Serious, 100% of the time.
Yes, so when you've finished all that, what I consider history fun, you go on to Fun at Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
And it's a lot different from Florida, if you remember
July, you talked about down in
Busch Gardens in Tampa. Now, that was more of a zoo. This one, it was voted the most beautiful theme park in America.
Wow.
Because it is beautiful. It's set up like
so beautiful.
European cities. So there's Oktoberfest going on, Italian street festivals. You can play crossbow in the English side of things, and lots
circle,
of shopping.
What? Not in a crossbow, not in a circle.
No. Now, they have lots of roller coasters there. The Alpengeist is the one that they're flagging now. The tallest, fastest, most twisted inverted roller coaster.
Oh, God.
67 miles per hour.
Oh.
Or, if you're not that brave, only the Loch Ness Monster has a 14-foot drop with two interlocking loops. Now, I stuck my husband on that one.
I'm the guy who, when we went with like 23 of us out to La Ronde one time, we rode the kiddie roller coaster, and I screamed my head off.
Yeah,
it's fun to watch other people, but
five-year-old
we'll
kid sitting behind me going, I'm brave.
I took the movies. there are three more roller coasters, just in case that isn't enough for you, and rides like the Escape from Pompeii, which is a fiery, watery expedition through the ruins of Pompeii. And they have all the little shows like you see at the other theme parks. Like there's a 4D comedy adventure. We're beyond 3D now. There's a pirate
4D
adventure with Leslie Nielsen. Yay, Canadian.
Of course.
And Eric Idle with Monty Python. So you know it's funny.
Yeah.
And so it's interactive because like hornets attack your face and you get squirted with water and you become part of the show. So that was great. And Water Country USA is down there.
Hmm.
Now, you know, usually you're used to all these things. You kind of ride down on a tube or you ride down on a mat and you get wet.
Uh-huh.
But they've gone one step further. Their new ride, the Nitro Racer, is a contest. We have six contestants going down to see who can get down to the bottom.
Nitro Racer?
320-foot-long drop on a board. Yeah, he likes that one.
Throw him off a board at 320. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or the Aquazoid, which combines an amusement park ride with water, because you go
In
the dark.
I thought Aquazoid was that woman called you one day, Stephen.
No, that was something else. I know.
Oh, I see, yes.
So you go through dark tunnels. You're going through the water in the dark with laser light images and sound effects and water curtains. And then, there are regular things like Big Daddy waterfalls, a four-person white water raft so the whole family can go together. And then, little wave pools for guys like me, lazy tubing. So it's fun for everybody. And the great part is all the sites have combined together to make sort of a joint passes.
Yeah.
So you can do combo passes, like two-day and three-day passes for your hotels and your amusement parks, and it works out a lot cheaper that way. They're not all fighting against each other.
Right, they're cross-marketing each other to make themselves a full destination. You spend one day one place, half a day another place,
but
so you can spend more than one day in the Williamsburg area.
But Busch Gardens lately has, especially the one in Florida and the ones there, they've always been friendly competitors. They've always been co-marketing. There's room for everybody.
Exactly. Right, they're working with the other members of the tourism industry.
That's why I don't use the D
word. For instance, The Williamsburg has their official resorts, and there are four levels of resorts, but you can stay for only $240 American for two nights, and that's with passes and breakfast for four people. That's not a lot of money.
Four people.
With
that's
the passes and everything?
That's
no,
that's
under $120 a night. Can't
be
a rate like that.
Now, the Comfort Inns as well, that's a Canadian chain.
Yeah.
And they have one like a little bit better. Two nights, one dinner, four breakfasts, two-day pass, also for around $230, $240. And there's two different ones. There's 10,000 hotel rooms in the area. So
plenty
the price
of room.
You'll find something plenty for any budget and any
now,
style of accommodation.
The resort hotels, if you stay at the Williamsburg Resort Hotels, the special kind of privilege you have there was you have preferences to get dinner or tavern reservations, which are sometimes hard to get. And also, if you buy anything at the resort, you just have it sent to your rooms. So you don't have to drag packages around all day and have the bus take you right there. And also now at Williamsburg, they have something called the Colonial Houses. Unlike the resort hotels, these are actual colonial houses on the property.
Oh.
So you're living in the city, in the old city, and you sleep in the taverns in the historic area. For instance, you could stay at the Market Square Tavern. Thomas Jefferson stayed there.
Neat.
You check in the kitchen.
Not George
like
Jefferson.
Like you would have at a tavern. And, you sleep in an area, you know, just like it was, 100 years ago. So it's a kind of a fun thing to do. In fact, the U.S. thought it was so important that the industrialized nations had a summit, and the world leaders stayed there, including Ronald Reagan.
Oh, that's
so they all stayed on site. Now, that's a lot of fun. And, of course, you can call 1-800-HISTORY to get all the information on the Colonial Williamsburg area and the package plans and the hotel accommodations in the area and their multi-attraction passes. 1-800-HISTORY.
Sandra, it's always fun having you on the show.
And you're around town today signing your book.
Yes, so you must have been reading the papers, huh?
it opens up on things.
I'm signing my Smart Shopping Montreal book today, Chapters in Pointe Claire, from 2 to 3.
So go down to Chapters in Pointe Claire, meet Sandra Phillips. You'll love her. She's great.
You can ask me any travel questions or shopping questions.
There you
I'll
go.
Wear both hats. But before I go, can I ask you, do you know how they got the term sleep tight?
No.
I learned that in Williamsburg. People used to share the tavern beds, and they were beds in those days, instead of having box spring, would have ropes underneath to hold the mattress up. So as more and more people slept, the middle guys would kind of roll to the middle because the ropes would get looser and looser. Mm-hmm. So they used to carry around with them this little tool which pulled the ropes tighter. Mm-hmm. And the tighter you make it, the straighter the mattress would be and the more comfortable you would sleep. So if you sleep tight, meant the ropes were tight and you'd sleep better that night.
I love it. Another taste of etymology. Not entomology, the study of bugs. Etymology, the
study
of words.
Yes. And an interesting story and something you learn when you visit a place like Colonial Williamsburg. And that number again, 1-800-HISTORY.
Sandra, we love having you on the show with
us.
Thank you. And Chad, let's roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on a rocking me, baby.
Go choose some way to play.
Keep on a rocking me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
CIQC Montreal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Sator Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
And coming up on Good Afternoon, Leslie Robinson broadcasting live from Avino Shoes. We are in the Galerie Desor Shopping Center. I'm going to be here till 2, maybe just after 2 o'clock, getting a chance to meet a lot of our CIQC listeners. Hopefully you're going to be a number of them coming in here today. They're open till 5 o'clock tonight. Avino Shoes is the place you need to come. Take a look around and see what they have to offer. If you buy your shoes elsewhere, well, I can only tell you, you must be spending more. Here's Avino's policy. You find any brand name, shoe or boot anywhere else at a cheaper price, and Rabina will match that price and give you an additional 10% discount. They've got some great shoes for men and women. Bruno Zeppi for men, Fontana as well for men. They've got a great selection of boots for women. Pajar, tis the season, don't you know? Also, Blondo, these are gorgeous. $194 down to $146 at Rabina all this weekend. Bastien are selling for $149, or I should say they were, because they're down to $112.99 here at Rabina Shoes. We are in the Galerie Desor Shopping Center, right across from Corbeil appliances. It's a long mall. There's a Super C here, so if you're doing your shopping, grocery and all, come on in and see us before or after. Broadcasting live from Gallery du Soir Shopping Center, Rabino Shoes.
Get Telemax from Videotron and get the Max in television.
Every Thursday on App Discovery Canada.
Telemax gives you Discovery, TSN, TLC, Fox, and more. Videotron will install your cable for just $69.99. Get a one-year subscription to cable with Telemax before October 31st and get over 40 channels plus a free Timex Indiglo watch. Telemax from Videotron. The Max in TV without a decoder.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Now get the gift of choice, only at Estee Lauder. Your fabulous 8-piece gift includes a full-size all-day lipstick and the blush. You choose your shades. Plus, there's a lip-defining pencil, lucidity-pressed powder, daywear moisturizer, splash-away cleanser, a folding mirror, and samples of the new dazzling fragrances, gold and silver. It's all yours with any Estee Lauder purchase of $26 or more. Offer good while supplies last. One gift to a customer during gift time. Yours through October 3rd, exclusively at Sears.
Hi, this is Sandra Phillips from Smart Shopping Montreal. What do I do with all that money that I've saved? I like to go traveling. That's why I love Travel World with William Backus and Stephen Pickford, right here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
The deep end here on Travel World, as usual. It's my theme song when I sing my karaoke, that and Black Dog. But
Mr. Karaoke himself, Willem Backus.
Well, I know a guy who's a hell of a lot better singer than I am, but I actually enjoy it.
Well, you have fun doing it. Yeah. And, there are a lot of places close to home to have fun. One of those is Le Baluchon, where we went during the summertime, but we were also just up there a couple of weeks ago, and joining us in studio is Jessica Moore, who was up there at the same time. How did you enjoy Le Baluchon?
Jessica, you got to talk like right at the mic.
Right into
this is the same
little
microphones that we used in 1919 when Marconi himself opened up the studio. So you got to talk like right at them.
Right into them.
She's not amused.
They look
at you. Well, she's facing the wrong way too. It's on the wrong side of the mic. Turn around. There you go.
Turn it around.
Yeah. All right, Jessica.
Now you can see right into it.
Well, there. Welcome. So, is that better, Chad?
Yeah, well, let her talk and we'll see
you. Yeah, okay, talk into the microphone.
Well, let me fix that. You talk a bit, Steve.
Oh, okay. The Baluchon is around 90 minutes from Montreal. You take Autoroute 40 and then turn off at Louiseville, Highway 138, and then onto the 349. It's a nice little drive through some farming country, but when you get there, it's like a whole different area.
Yeah, it's great. You turn off this little road.
It's a road, Steve.
It's a road. You got little cows, but it's not like big.
The little cows are the ones that go.
Miniature cows, yes.
Little cow pastures.
Oh, okay.
Onto a smaller dirt road.
Okay.
Through some woods.
Yeah.
And then you come upon a cluster of little buildings. And this is the Baluchon.
Well, how is the place? Is it like new? Is it old buildings? What's it all about?
New buildings.
Uh-huh.
From the outside, an older style.
All right.
So it fits in with the scenery.
Really nice.
Yeah.
And the rooms are nicely decorated in, sort of country style, modern but country and cozy style like an inn.
You're telling me off the air, Jessica, that it was a very relaxing place to go. It's the kind of thing that if you're stressed out from the city, it's very close by, but it was a really nice setting.
It's worlds away, though. Yeah. And no TVs in the rooms. Big point. Important, you know.
Wow.
But you can pick up AM 600 so on.
Well, there you go. On Sunday morning. That's reason enough to go there.
On Sunday morning.
Travel world
on Sunday morning, yes. If you're there on Saturday, you can listen to us. Sunday morning, you can wake up to Jack Curran, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Got to hear Jack Curran. He's the one who inspires us to do our golfing, not on the Algarve.
We have to do it somewhere else. Like Vic Phillips is going to go golfing in Bermuda, you know.
We're going golfing in Hawaii
in
a couple of weeks. So.
For 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things to do at Le Baluchon. You don't just have to lie in your room all night unless you want to.
I know a few people like that. But, you could do that just about anywhere. So tell us, what's your favorite activity when you get out there?
The spa.
The spa.
The spa.
You remind me of someone I know.
You've got a wonderful spa there.
Tell us about the spa.
Well, you've got all sorts of things. You've got massages. You've got algae baths, salt baths, mud baths.
That reminds me of that hotel we stayed at down in Mexico, Steve. Mud bath. But it wasn't intentional.
Those were the walls when it rained.
Do they have normal water baths?
This isn't the same thing.
They have water baths, actually.
Well, that's a good thing.
La cucaracha. No, that's not the Baluchon. That was that place in Mexico.
No, that place in Mexico. Yes. Baluchon is spotlessly clean. Brand new construction, spotlessly clean.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. But if you go down to that place in Mexico and you have one of their water baths, do you end up with La Turista? I'm not sure. But so more about the Baluchon.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Okay. One of the interesting things I found about the... Mm-hmm.
No, go on. I'm just making a stupid joke.
Yeah.
Just punch him.
Who, me? Oh, yeah? You wanted that on the air, right? Go on.
One of the most interesting things about the spa I found was the massage sous pluie, massage under rain.
They wait for it to rain and they give you a massage outside?
Not quite.
Oh.
Now, you know what I thought it was? They showed me a picture of this table. It's a massage table,
okay.
And it's got a few shower spurts
really?
That go from your neck down your spine to your feet. And I figured it was just the jets that gave you this massage. And
right.
That was good enough for me because I love showers
right.
and baths
mm-hmm.
and massages.
Mm-hmm.
But no, but woman comes in and she'll put on this smock and she'll give you a massage while you're lying there under the rain.
You kidding?
Well, that's something unique.
It was lovely.
You know, you'd like Chad, of course. You know that he won the best massage in Montreal?
I'm still waiting for a massage.
The hands of Chad.
Yeah.
The one and only. We're still getting calls on that, aren't we, Chad?
Yes, we are.
And there are a lot of different types of massages, reflexology and body care of all different types, hydrotherapy, anti-stress care and pressotherapy and back care and foot care and manicure. They have a whole range of different spa treatments. For Sunday brunch, which is a very good all-you-can-eat Sunday brunch rate. And then you walk around the grounds because it's a walking area, a lot of walking trails along the river.
Nature trails. Oh,
I took a bicycle, rode around for an hour or so.
You on a bike?
Yes, I know how to ride a bike.
Never forgot, huh?
And Jessica went kayaking.
You went kayaking?
I went kayaking. Thinking
kayak? Oh, yeah?
Oh, it was lovely.
Oh, really?
But the best thing about this place, the Baluchon, is that you walk around during the day, you're on the trails, or you're just around the buildings.
Uh-huh.
You don't see very many people at all.
Oh.
But while we were there, they were fully booked.
They were fully booked because they have really three buildings. It's 60 rooms. They were just adding a few more. But it's like three buildings, like 20, 30 rooms each building. So you never have that crammed in. You know, we went to the swimming pool, indoor pool, rock, very nice indoor pool, rock formations, and whirlpool tub and sauna. And I did some pedaling on the...
What were you selling?
No,
bicycling.
Oh,
bicycling.
Cycling, yes. Well, actually, in the workout room, one of these pedal masters. And
Steven on an exercise machine?
Exercise machine, and it said
I was
averaging, 18 kilometers an hour or whatever, and it would tell you, it was almost like playing a video game, and it would tell you, where you were riding to and what your speed, and that you beat the pace bike by 32 seconds. It was a lot of fun.
Good fitness
and you didn't
and
see anyone else there, and that was what was nice. Nobody else came in. There were no screaming kids that ran into the pool, splashing you around and yelling and screaming and playing. No, it was just very quiet. It was a respect. They have signs saying, "This is a please respect the quiet." Mm-hmm. People are in undergoing treatments. They are enjoying treatments. Do not yell and scream.
I was kidding about the exercise because Stephen himself, whenever we go, we always go to the exercise room in whatever place available. And you are going to get your yellow belt soon in karate.
Yes, in a month or so.
In our style, that's halfway to black belt, so Stephen's coming an awful long way, as have we.
We always enjoy doing those type of things. Le Belachon is around an hour and a half from Montreal, I would say around 70 miles, and their toll-free number is 1-800-789-5968, and they have, as I mentioned, a whole range of plans. We plan to go back there in the wintertime for snowshoeing, which I enjoy as well, and cross-country skiing, and it's just a restful, relaxing place.
Jessica's got something?
I'd just like to mention that right beside the Belle du Champ is La Seigneurie Volant.
Ah.
If I don't know how many of our listeners were watching the Marguerite Volant series, but this is a place where they built up a seigneurie with a little church of the mayoral house and all these buildings.
A little village, yeah.
Yeah. And now for the show, and now people come and visit
it. So you can actually visit the film site.
Visit the film site.
That's really cool.
And walk around it and take a tour. A lot of fun up at Le
Belachon. There's a lot of appeal to families, a lot of appeal to people. It's even when it's fully booked, you get that feeling of space and quietness.
Great food, great relaxation. A great relaxing spot near Montreal, Le Belachon in Saint-Paulin, Quebec. And before we leave you this hour, have the names of the winners of those beautiful mooncakes from the Hong Kong Tourist Association. Jean Tremblay from Dorval, Jenna Carter from Lachine, Carol Sousa, Tenement Royal, and Bernice Harvey. Point Claire, all identified. Chek Lap Kok is the name of the new Hong Kong airport. So they'll be receiving mooncakes to celebrate the Autumn Festival beginning October 5th, the Harvest Moon Festival, China and Hong Kong.
I want to take this opportunity to thank our listeners to Travel World. We've got a whole bunch of new ones. The new ratings came in. We're up again, which is wonderful. Thank you once again for listening to Travel World. A very special hello to Lori, and I hope you're doing fine today. And thank you, Jessica, for joining us. And Sandra, it is always wonderful having you on the show. Please come back again. Go to our book signing.
And next Saturday, Eli Khoury will be back from Europe, and he'll be discussing Riding the Rails of Europe. That's next Saturday from 11 to noon, right here on Travel World on AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's interactive information station.
Thanks,
Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Dans le silence de l'hiver.
This is AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's first radio station.
Nine degrees at 12 o'clock noon.